Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on September 5th, 2008. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include Tweaking a Tradition, The Best of the Best, and Sustainability at Darden. Here's the news. After 50-plus years, Darden's first coffee has undergone some changes. Director of Student Affairs Marsh Patty explained last Tuesday when first coffee was moved outside.
We've decided on Tuesdays and Thursdays from the beginning of the school year through the second week in October and then after spring break to hold first coffee outside. As long as the weather is fair, it's an opportunity for people to engage with each other, faculty, staff, and students, in a location that really focuses on and is enveloped by the beauty that we have on our grounds. It's convenient for the students, convenient for the faculty, and why not use the beauty of Charlottesville weather and the grounds that we have?
That's the Director of Student Affairs, Marsh Patty. First Coffee, a daily gathering of everyone at Darden, has been a part of the school since Darden's beginning. The changes were proposed by students and faculty in order to update the tradition. They are the best of the best. The top students at Darden were recognized Wednesday in a Flagler Court ceremony. 15 people won the Shermit Award. 3 received the C. Stewart Shepherd Award, and 1 was given the Strauss Marketing Award. The event was topped off with the naming of the Samuel Forrest Hyde Memorial Fellowship. Associate Dean Robert Caraway addressed the audience.
Each year, the faculty shall award by vote the Samuel Forrest Hyde Memorial Fellowship to the student who has successfully completed his or her first year at the Darden School of Business of the University of Virginia and who has contributed most to the welfare of the school during that year and, by personality and devotion to the objectives of the school, shows the greatest promise of achieving a useful career. The award will entitle the recipient to the income of the Hyde Fund without regard to financial aid. The Hyde Award is considered the highest honor bestowed upon a single Darden student. The recipient of the 2008 Samuel Forrest Hyde Memorial Fellowship is Mr. Stephen Greg Brooks.
Almost 100 students were nominated for awards by faculty, which says a great deal about the second-year class. A list of all the winners is available on the Darden homepage. Darden will be a zero-waste, carbon-neutral enterprise by 2020 and a top-10 school for teaching and research that integrate a sustainability mindset by 2013. That is a huge goal, and one of the people driving the effort toward that goal is Erica Herz, Manager of Sustainability Programs at Darden. And Erica joins us on the Business Cast. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Always nice to have you here, and that is one heck of a goal. What's the elevator speech on that? What does that mean, actually, all those words?
It focuses on two key areas, and we call it how we live and how we learn. The how we learn aspect is related to our curriculum, and we already know that Darden students are globally minded, they're entrepreneurially spirited, they're ethically grounded, and so a sustainability lens or mindset fits well with that. And one of the things that we're doing to drive that activity is we're creating a faculty team who will be focused on looking at how we can integrate sustainability topics into our core curriculum, our marketing, our operations, and our finance curriculum. And that will be very exciting because to date, we've mostly focused on our elective curriculum for focused sustainability discussion.
And this isn't the perfect place to integrate
a topic like that, is it? Yes.
Yeah, it works at Darden. What about the how we live part?
And the how we live part is a very aggressive goal. We undertake it humbly, knowing that we will learn from our peer institutions and from best practice companies. And we're focusing on the zero waste aspect, which means looking at things like transitioning from what goes into the landfill to actually being able to recycle or reuse more of what we produce on a daily basis. And hopefully the first step of that is just reduction. And so we're looking at where is our waste coming from and how do we avoid producing it in the first place. And just to give a very small example, we've seen water coolers sprouting up around the Darden facility,
yes,
whereas before we had water bottles set out for people. That's a small thing, but we generated a lot of water bottles in the course of a day. And we'll be adding a filtration system to certain spigots so students who got new water bottles at the beginning of the year can just go fill up their bottles.
Yeah,
again, a small step, but it makes a difference.
And the first year students got those, and everybody wants one now.
That's
everybody
right.
In my office, do you have those? Where are they coming from? And so they're these 16-ounce great bottles, and I think everybody wants them. They have the logo on them, and that's where we're headed. And,
yes.
That sounds great. This is a gigantic undertaking. Who helps you? I mean, you're sort of leading this, but...
Well, it's definitely a team effort. On the faculty side, we have a number of faculty who have been working in this area for a long time. So they're very helpful in guiding what happens on the curriculum side. And our dean, Bob Bruner, has really shown his leadership in this area to commit our resources toward creating new cases, new materials that we can use in the curriculum.
Now, one of the things that's real exciting that now that you're with us, and how long have you been with us? Has it been a year yet?
Almost a year. Yeah. It was end of November.
Well, you have your own podcast, and tell us about that. This is really cool.
Well, we have a new podcast series called the Darden Green Pod, and the idea is that we sit down with business executives and scholars who are leaders in the area of sustainability, and we talk through the nuts and bolts. You know, what does it take to implement sustainability goals? What are the challenges? What are the successes? And our first one was with Frank Mantero from GE. He's the director of corporate citizenship programs. And so we got into some pretty serious topics like greenwashing and what is the role of a corporation and what are the stakeholders saying when you launch a major sustainability initiative. So it was very interesting.
It was, because it appeared on all the student blogs. Everybody, it got around quickly. Students telling other students, this is something you need to download and listen to. There are a number of events going on in your life. Can you share some of the things that are coming up in the next few weeks, few months?
Absolutely. September 5th, we have an industry immersion program that will focus on sustainability, nonprofit, corporate responsibility, careers. Mm-hmm. So if you're a student looking into that, I definitely recommend attending. We also are hosting a new event called the Blue Ridge Harvest Festival at Darden on September 30th, and that is an opportunity for our dining facilities to feature locally sourced produce. Locally sourced produce and products are getting a lot of attention these days as part of sustainability initiatives in schools, and they're very important for supporting local businesses and also reducing the miles that our food travel. Also, we are going to be doing another new event called a trash audit, or AKA a dumpster dive, where on October 2nd, where we look into one of our dumpsters, we pull out what's in there, and we address what could have been recycled, how much of our waste could have been recycled. So that's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, it's excellent. There's so much going on. There's also stuff at UVA going on. If people want to know these dates and these events, just go to the website?
They can talk to me, and they can also keep their eye out for press releases and other things that will be detailing the events. And UVA actually has its own sustainability website, virginia.edu/sustainability, which talks about UVA in general.
Great. Erica Herz, Manager of Sustainability Programs at Darden, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Until next time, take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.